Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Richard Lindberg. Richard Lindberg is the Chief Information Officer and Vice President at ASTM International. In this role, he is responsible for defining and achieving IT strategy and vision for the organization. Richard has more than 25 years of experience in the IT space. Prior to ASTM, he held senior IT positions at Guardian Life and Mercer. Richard holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering, Lean Six Sigma Black Belt, and several SAFE certifications. He is currently based in Pennsylvania.
Well, good afternoon, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Awesome, Rick. Appreciate you jumping on. I know as a busy executive and CIO, we both worked in that role before, but I know things get a little bit crazy. So this is great that you're on and we get to talk a little bit about you, your story, and how we can share that out with our global audience. So Rick, jumping into the questions here, you've got quite the career in technology. You're a chief technology officer, CIO, and now you're the CIO and vice president at ASTM International. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Well, I don't know that there's any secrets, but I've always been focused on having a learn and grow mindset. So you're never too old to learn something new. And I also think that one of the things I hold true is that everybody has something to contribute. So sometimes you got to look a little harder, but there's value there if you look. And then I think the other thing I probably stole from Bill Gates, as I heard a podcast or whatever it was back in those days, that, you know, you need to surround yourself with smart people. So I try to do that, smart and determined people who want to deliver. And I think on the inspire side, I like things to work right. And I like it when things work out. And some of the technology products and projects and programs that we do are extremely complicated. And when we work through these things and we get them done, that's just a great feeling. And I think that's what keeps me going.
Well, I appreciate the share on that. And you're absolutely right. Is, you know, there's so many things that get us juiced in the morning and out of bed. And I appreciate you sharing your story on that. So Rick, let's talk about the pandemic a little bit. You know, it was a major shift, especially as a technology leader, but what are your plans for business growth going forward? And will it be any different than the last 16 months?
Yeah, I think it will be different. The last 16 months have been interesting for us. One, we were kind of ready. We just finished up a couple of programs, you know, laptop for everybody and getting some collaboration tools rolled out when the pandemic hit. And we had just finished our first program increment planning session the day before everything sort of shut down to do this major digital transformation project that we're working on. So we've been spending the last 16 months really focused on that. I mean, there's always other things going on, but I think that the business slowed down a little bit in terms of new growth. But I think now, as we finish up this major project and we get these new tools out to our clients, I think things are going to really accelerate, in the next 16 months, because we'll have, a new and bright, shiny object to be taking out to our customers and our partners and our members.
Thank you for sharing. You know, there's been a lot of transition, obviously, at the beginning of the lockdown, but now it's trying to figure out, okay, is it one foot in, one foot out sort of thing, this hybrid model, and how are we going to continue to support our customers? So thank you for sharing that, Rick. So Rick, let's talk a little bit about technology. You're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack, but is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Well, ASTM International has been around for 125 years. And while I don't think we have any technology that old, there are some legacy pieces that we need to modernize or replace. So we're looking at all that. But one of the biggest things that we focused on, I've been there about 2.5 years and shortly in, was rebuilding our customer-facing software as a service platforms. And so that's all, you know, modern cloud-based technology. And our approach in putting that together was to make sure that we were using, you know, proven technology, technologies, you know, primarily, well, not primarily, but in part because, you know, we needed to develop resources that were readily available in the marketplace to get this thing done in a very short time frame. So, you know, it's all cloud-based. It's all sort of the latest. I wouldn't say it's cutting edge because this stuff has been out for a little while, but it's also proven technologies. And it's been great. I mean, you know, we will continue to modernize the rest of the platform, mostly the internal legacy types of things, you know, during the next couple of years. But moving forward with this digital transformation, you know, we had an opportunity to kind of start from a clean slate, and we chose all of the, you know, modern and proven technologies that are out there today.
Thank you, Rick, for sharing that. And yeah, it's interesting to know you're kind of up there with IBM as far as legacy in your company. So that's great to hear. And thank you for sharing that. So Rick, let's talk here a little bit about you. Is there something you can share from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either technology or leadership?
Yeah, I think that while it's sometimes a full-time job, I think you need to keep your network of people well tended to. You know, when you're in a job, you like what you're doing, you're busy, it's sometimes easy to let that slide by, but you really got to make it a part of your day and a part of what you do, because there's a lot to learn from those people and there's opportunities out there, and you just need to stay connected. In fact, that's how I came about this job, was somebody I hadn't spoken with in a month or so just reached out, said, hey, you know, I'm on the marketplace looking for things. And I don't know, a day later, he gives me a call, says, well, you know, a friend of mine's doing a search for this company. And boom, boom, boom. That was that's what led me to ASTM. So I think that's important. Another thing I try to do is listen more and talk less. I think it's important to listen kind of back to everybody has something to contribute. You need to kind of, you know, listen to understand and then to be understood. And then I think the third thing really is just keep learning. You know, you're never too old, or it's never too late to learn new things. And while you're kind of advancing your career and you have to be focused more on management and other things, you can't dig into the technology. There's still things to learn there. And, you know, in your network, talking to people sort of been there, done that, or others who are, you know, sort of on the same path. So I think those are kind of the three things for me that I try to, you know, keep an eye on and have helped me kind of move forward.
Appreciate the share, Rick. Again, some great nuggets, some great gems that somebody here in the audience is definitely going to resonate with, and certainly appreciate your time on the show today. So, Rick, it was a pleasure having you on, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Bye for now.